a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 8 o'clock, the hour we go more in depth on the biggest stories of the day. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Utah is almost ready to ramp up COVID-19 testing, and Larry David has a public service announcement.
The coronavirus, a special hour on Utah's morning news.
The latest on the coronavirus to begin this hour, new COVID-19 testing machines are on the way to Utah, where the goal is to test up to 7,000 people per day.
The coronavirus. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Amanda, these new testing machines are going to allow Utah to get closer to that daily testing goal. They are from Abbott Laboratories, and the FDA just approved them on Friday. In fact, they're being shipped around the country starting today. So these tests can deliver results in as little as 5 minutes using that same technology as rapid flu tests. Governor Herbert has said that testing is the biggest challenge for our state, but it is also the solution. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
It's been a very busy 3 weeks for Pure Maintenance. Company owner Brandon Adams says their dry fog technology can purify homes and buildings of COVID-19.
Coronavirus is an enveloped virus, which is actually really low on the spectrum of things that are easy to kill.
He says many household cleaners can actually kill the virus, but it's difficult to make sure you have actually disinfected all of the contact spots found in your home or business.
A big donation to help those fighting the virus is coming from the hardware chain Harbor Freight. Spokesman Craig Hoffman says they're giving their whole inventory of personal protective equipment to hospitals across the country.
The gloves, the N95 masks, and the face shields that our medical personnel really need. And we realize these are products that we sell every day.
Hoffman says they're distributing 44 million gloves, 200,000 masks, and tens of thousands of face shields.
Bravo to Harbor Freight, one of the many companies that are stepping up right now. Some social media influencers with connections to our state are taking some heat for hopping into an RV and leaving New York City when they were supposed to be self-quarantined. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with their story. John.
Yeah, Tim, influencer and parenting blogger Naomi Davis is catching heat on social media from some of her nearly 500,000 followers on Instagram. The Utah native has been living in New York City with her husband and 5 kids, but recently posted an announcement saying that they were packing up an RV and heading back west. Well, the move has understandably drawn some criticism. One follower commented, "I can only imagine what it must be like to try and contain 5 kids in an apartment, but this is a pretty thoughtless decision." It comes after a domestic travel advisory was put in place on Saturday for New York, which asked residents to refrain from non-essential domestic travel for 14 days, effective immediately. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Utah Jazz star Rudy Gobert is working out again. He was the first NBA player to test positive for the coronavirus back on March 11th. It shut down most sports across the U.S. almost immediately. Recently, he was cleared of the virus. Yesterday, he posted a photo and video of himself on Instagram working out again. Donovan Mitchell also tested positive but never had symptoms. He continues to practice social distancing.
Congress gets ready to respond again. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, another coronavirus stimulus bill is in the works. President Trump focusing on infrastructure.
I'm suggesting $2 trillion. We redo our roads, our highways, our bridges.
He says with interest rates near zero, now's the time to fund projects. House Speaker Pelosi agrees another bill is needed and is offering a list of social programs to support workers and low-income households. Payroll processor ADP reports 27,000 jobs are lost in March. Small business lost 90,000 workers, but large companies continue to add employees. However, they admit the report reflects only the start of the coronavirus economic crisis. Japan is banning travelers from 69 countries to limit exposure. The U.S., Canada, China, and South Korea are among them. Japan only has about 3,000 cases, with many of those being passengers from cruise ships. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And MIT research finds the 6-foot spacing for social distancing is not enough. 27 feet between people is needed, they say, to protect against infected air droplets. Dr. Tony Fauci at the White House says that's misleading.
You go way back and go, achoo, and go like that, you might get 27 feet.
He says if somebody sneezes like that, step away. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.